Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
When people look back and say, hey, when things were the toughest, when things looked the worst, when we were at our lowest point, how did you handle it? How will you be remembered for how you handle it? And I'm looking for, you know, people to come out fighting and give their best, you know, in those kind of situations. That's what you have to do. When you do that, you come out the other end. I think fundamental football is the most quickly fixable thing. And I expect to see us play fundamentally sound football. You know, I don't think we did that all the time today. It wasn't egregiously bad, but I mean, this run defense is just, it's not okay, you know, and that's not something that should happen. So we haven't fixed that really all year yet. That's the number one thing that's got to start. We can't be letting them get the yards of getting on first down. You can't play behind the sticks the whole game on both sides of the ball. And that's been pretty much a theme throughout the course of the whole season so far.
John Harbaugh speaking yesterday, and the theme of postgame from Harbs to Kyle Van Noy to guys in the locker room, Charlie Kohler, I can remember, Brent Urban. People searching for answers because there really isn't any way to explain what was an absolute disaster of a football game yesterday. Ravens were down 24-3 at the half, lose 44-10. And for the third straight week, it was one-way traffic for offenses against the Baltimore Ravens.
We can act like this is the most complex, you know, scientific theory in the history of the world. We can act like it's astrophysics. We can sit there and rub our brows and you know, burrow our heads and act like it's quantum physics. The most overhyped, overrated roster in the league, a team that is not responding to the coaching staff, a coaching staff that does not know how to get these guys to even just play hard. It is bereft of depth. They have overdrafted and avoided critical positions of need in free agency, in the draft. They have done a horse almost cuss crap job of evaluating, a horse crap job of developing, and the whole thing's crumbled. They've overempowered old guys, 32-year-old running back, 36-year-old Pat. I'm using pass rusher in air quotes. He's not a pass rusher. He's never been a pass rusher. They believe their own press clippings. They are a slave to their own ego and hubris and blind spots, much like the baseball team is in town. And they're paying for it all the way down. Their football culture is warped like Elias's baseball culture is warped. And they will hide behind injuries. And they will try to make you believe that you're not seeing what you're seeing. Why are they losing? The other teams are better than them. The other teams are trying harder than them. The other teams are responding more to their preparation and coaching than them. I don't know. I mean, come on, man.
I don't need to get deep. This is the worst defense I've ever seen. Like, and I'm not being hyperbolic. Like, this is the worst defense I've ever seen. To watch what is going on from the fourth quarter in Buffalo when they were healthy, reminder, to these last three games where teams just go up and down the field on them with reckless abandon, where Nick Chubb is going 30 yards for a touchdown.
How many plays did they run on offense yesterday?
The The Texans?
No, the Ravens.
I'm more concerned.
I think it's 40.
Yeah, they
it takes it's not just a bad defense.
Well,
they re-upped the 32-year-old running back.
Yes, but right? This defense doesn't stop
they
anyone.
They did nothing to improve the offensive line. And the quarterback got hurt, and they are one of the least efficient, least effective third down offenses in the NFL.
Offense stinks, and by the way, I said this
because there's a lot of bad defenses. Yeah. They can at least get up to 55, 60 plays because they can run the ball. They also can't run the ball. And their special teams suck.
Their defense a lot of defenses aren't as bad as this one. B. Where I told you this last week, they're back to 2018 pre Lamar. They can't run the ball. They can't. Their offensive line ain't good enough. And like every time the Texans would run blitz. There were three guys in the backfield every time Derrick Henry had the ball. He didn't have a chance.
Derrick Henry didn't have a chance.
He didn't.
Okay.
The sad reality is this, and this isn't hyperbole either, Ken, and the 177 points they've allowed this season is the most in any five-game stretch over franchise history. They're 1-4 for just the second time in their 30-year history. Yesterday was the low point in the John Harbaugh era.
Yes.
That really felt like rock bottom.
Wait till the Rams come.
So far.
Not a football so left, far. Bone.
But like you just...
Maybe not for Zach Orr, but for a lot of these other guys, a lot of football left.
Zach Orr's got one left.
Right now, the sad reality is the Ravens are the get-right team.
Of course they are.
The Ravens are the get-right team. You can go back to the Lions game where, look, they were rolling. They just blew out the Bears. But you gave up the third most rushing yards in franchise history. You were facing a Kansas City team, and that offense has been, for the most
broken.
Part, nowhere to be found for over a year. It gave up that was the most points the Chiefs have scored since week 3, 2023. And then you face a Texans offense that on the season had scored 6 touchdowns. They scored 5 touchdowns yesterday.
They barely been in the red zone. Been in the red zone.
C.J. Stroud had not... Like, that was the best game of his career, statistically
85%
speaking.
Completions. It's hard to top that.
Guys are running open all day.
Career high in completion percentage. 4 passing touchdowns. He had the longest rush of his career. And then, I'm sure everybody's seen it, Morgan Adsit tweeting that video out yesterday.
The 30 people still at the stadium?
30 people left, where the whole stadium was gone pretty much at halftime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But the remaining dozens left, booing and cussing at John Harbaugh, walking down the step, like, that was rock bottom.
They're broken.
Of the John Harbaugh era yesterday. I can't think of a close second.
Nick Chubb has 2 long runs this year. The one against Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers told you after the game they let him score. Yeah. And this one. Like, Nick Chubb is washed, and he goes for 30 yards on this pathetic defense.
Stroud might play 20 years in this league and never have another 35-yard run like that.
Dude, it's bad. And you can tell, like, it's a combination. They're checking out.
Yep.
They are lost. Hey, it's a fun story to talk about undrafted free agents. When they have to play in a real game,
hey, take them out of it. Where's the first round pick?
Hey,
Where's multiple second round picks?
I was getting
Where's multiple third round picks? Where's multiple fourth round picks?
I'm getting to it, but Keon Martin and Reuben Lowry were lost out there. Teddy Buchanan was lost out there. Malachi Starks was lost out there yesterday. And like that defense offers you nothing. And that's just the start, because you're right, there's offensive problems as well. Like, Cooper Rush has given the ball to the other team three times. They can't run the football at all. That first drive was fun. DeAndre Hopkins catches that ball. They're going down the field. We'll always have that. Like, this team, as bad as you think they are, they're worse. And let me tell you something else. Matthew Stafford is going to get that film downloaded to his iPad at some point today, and he's going to watch that, and he's either going to laugh
Since Thursday.
Yeah, whenever they send it to him.
Dude, I probably sat at McVay's Palace in Malibu and they watched it together.
Puka Nacua might catch 25 balls on Sunday. Like, this, it's one-way traffic, and it ain't changing.
No. No, they're broken culturally. And again, this accountability word cracks me up. We haven't heard from Silent Steve in better part of a decade.
He's talking today, I think, right
Boys
now.
And Girls Club. Yeah,
yes, yeah. Like, they hired the worst GM in NFL history to replace a legend, a team president, because all they care about is their black lung and their money,
black
and
wing.
Their handouts and getting the least that they want. Like, there's the they use the word culture all the time. When they say it matters, believe them. Their culture's warped. You had a GM pimping himself on the sidelines like he'd ever done anything in his career as a GM. What? This doesn't happen in other places.
Think of it this way. When you're saying culture, what was it? When Harbs came in, play like a Raven.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Mighty men.
Playing like a Raven?
How about draft a Raven? How about sign a Raven? How about build your team from the inside out, not the outside in? Like,
it worked until it didn't,
Jason. How about pay for depth? How about pay for depth? Because it matters. Yeah? How about your comp pick formula? Why don't you shove that you know where?
Oh.
Why don't you go get real football players?
Ravens are 1-4. We will continue to discuss during the day. We'll take your calls as well during the show. But guest-wise on today's show, Jonah Schaefer, he was there yesterday covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Does he have any answers? We'll ask him at 4 o'clock. And Cordell Woodland sat next to me. I had Bone on one side of me, Cordell on the other. What does he think about what he saw yesterday?
Did Aloysius leave at halftime?
Of course.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Come on, man. It's baked into the cake.
I figured.
Yeah, it's baked in the cake.
I almost said after the first quarter.
Yeah, no, he stays.
He's
got to
get the food.
Yeah. Nachos.
Halftime food.
Well, you get nachos at the end of the first quarter, and he was very...
that's right, because you don't have the palatial dining space anymore.
No, well,
they booted everybody out of there.
But you still, they do nachos at the end of the first quarter, and then lunch or dinner, depending on game time, at halftime. And he's staying for that.
Yeah.
So he was there until he wasn't. Coming up next.
Can you believe... And then how about the Terps? What is going on in this
town?
Oh,
man.
We're not allowed to have anything in this town.
Dude. I don't want to hear about penalties. You blew a 20-0 lead. You blew a 23 fourth quarter lead. Like, stop.
Monachino. Talk about defensive coordinators who should be fired ASAP. That's one.
John Harbaugh. He's coaching these mighty men, and he seems to think he's got still a good football team. What did we think of Harbaugh yesterday?
They got a mighty mess.
That's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.